Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a great show today. You know, you watch the show all the time, and you know we talk about corporate empowerment. We talk about corporate health and fitness. We talk about what it takes to make a corporation run right. Well, one of those components that people don't think about very often, but they need to, is the health and wellness of your people. And we wanted to reach out to a real leader in the field. His name, of course, is Mr. Paul Shana, and he is the CEO of Empowering Punch. And let me tell you, Paul, you might even know Paul. I mean, he's been on television. He was an ex-pro boxer. I mean, he's had Empowering Punch since 2008. He's known as a weight loss wizard. I mean, he's helped people really lose thousands and thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands. I'm not even sure if it's millions of pounds, but a lot of pounds out there. He's a best-selling author. He's got his facility in Ohio, and he offers corporate and workplace wellness programs as well throughout the country. He's a real leader in the field. Paul, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you for that nice, gigantic welcome and introduction. Nice to see you, Andy. Thank you for having me.
I love it. It's great, Paul, to have you on the show. Of course, Empowering Punch, you're helping so many people, so many companies, so many workplaces and workspaces with their wellness. But before we get into it, you have a great journey. I mean, you started back in 2008. Let's pull the lens back to 20,000, 30,000 feet, if we will. Let's talk about how it all got started, what the transformation was, and how Empowering Punch got started.
Sure. So I'm a former professional boxer turned personal trainer. So when I was ending my boxing career, I was getting into personal training, and I from New Jersey moved out to Ohio, and so it was got super cold here in October, November, and instead of running down the street, I ran into a gym. I started working out there and wound up getting employed by the gym because they said, well, you're a boxer, you got to do that. Anyway, my first, you know, client had, you know, in our facility in by Cleveland, my first client we got started was looking for something to lose weight really quickly. She had to get on the police academy, and we had to lose 19 pounds in a week. And you know, from there, that opened up the door to personal training for me, and, you know, showed that all of my experience from around the country training and different facilities, nutrition, and everything that I've been through with trying, experimenting with diets and lifestyle adjustments, I transferred right to my clients, and they did great sustainably.
Yeah, you have so many great stories. There's so many great testimonials. I mean, you have, you know, the person that came to you early on, they lost a bunch of pounds in the first week. Of course, you did that because there was a certain purpose for that. But I know you also look at sort of sustainable weight loss, not such rapid weight loss, but when they need it, you can offer that as well. And you have this program. I sort of call you the weight loss wizard. We want to get into that a little bit, but you run the show with your wife, and you've made a great team together. This is a great entrepreneurial business. You've got the Empowering Punch in a city that I want you to tell the people watching the show the name of the city, because they won't even believe the name of the city that you really are empowering all of this amazing weight loss and corporate wellness out of. Tell the people the name of the city, and let's get into that a little bit. That's fun.
So ironically, we are in a city called Strongsville, Ohio. So it's very fitting. It's awesome. What a lead right into this. So yeah, well, I'll take it from the beginning. Me and myself and my wife, Danielle, started Empowering Punch back in 2008. We offer personal training, boxing lessons, fitness classes, and nutrition coaching, of course, which is, we teach sustainable lifestyle adjustments for sustainable weight loss and management of your health and fitness. So I was a professional boxer turned personal trainer, like I said before, and my wife was a personal trainer and a marketing director for one of the biggest health clubs in the country. and we paired up to partner up to create Empowering Punch. And we have one physical location in Strongsville right now. But the last, after, you know, 15 years or so of working one-on-one with clients and witnessing how their physical success and nutrition success was translating into, you know, every aspect of their lives, they were more confident. They had more pizzazz. And if they were in a sales position, their presentations became more confident, more powerful. And the list just goes on, right? And so we just, it made sense to take it a larger to a larger step, a larger level, and go for corporate fitness, because we, you know, we figured we could ignite such a, if we could ignite such a positive impact on one person, imagine what we could do for the culture of a whole entire organization.
Yeah, I love it, Paul. You use the word ignite. That's such a great word. Of course, you know, you were on television. You were on the Next Great Champ TV show with Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, you've a best-selling author. You've really been through it. You really came up with a program, sort of like a system, and I call it. And you and your wife decided to take what you've built and take it out to corporations and take it into the workplace. And one thing, Paul, that we know from interviewing so many amazing entrepreneurs on the show is that when a company's employees and their team are working at the highest level, the company works at the highest level. It increases profitability, it increases production, and increases net profit. When we look at the corporate wellness space and the way in which you've integrated, how does it work? I mean, do the people take Zoom classes? Do you go out there and meet with the corporations in person? What's the way in which you're able to get across, I'll call the weight loss wizardly and fitness wizardly of Paul and your wife through Empowering Punch to the corporations?
That's a great question, because we don't just lower insurance premiums. We put people together and ignite them to a different level, raise them up, and, you know, keep them engaged, because we've been doing this for so long that we know what works for our clientele and what motivates people, whether it's weight loss or just tightening and toning or just keeping, maintaining a healthy lifestyle habits. You know, this is what we do. And the way that we do that, it's all done virtually. We have clients all over the country, and we have open office hours where the employees can come and ask us questions to tailor and customize their nutrition, fitness, and mentality, however they need, based on wherever they're at. So we meet people where they're at and then take them to wherever they need to go. And we do that all with a certified personal trainer on these calls that helps guide them. We give meal plans to everyone, and those are not diets, because you can't, look at how they spell the word diet. Can't live on one, because you die. And so we teach sustainable lifestyle enhancements. I don't even like to say changes, that will, you know, a lot for chocolate ice cream. If they drink, they drink. It's okay. You know, booze is, you know, fine here or there. And I don't even like to say in moderation. We figure out how to put it in so that it works for them. And then people want to do less of the bad stuff as they go, because when you feel good, you feel good. You want to keep going.
Yeah, I love it so much. It makes sense, because you custom tailor these programs. If you look at a company, whether it's a small to mid-size or a large corporation, all the people are different. So you have this ability through these certified instructors to teach each individual a specialized program that's going to work for them. And when a corporation has all these individuals working at the highest level, at the peak output, then their company benefits a great deal. So that's why the investment for corporations and for entrepreneurs watching the show into your corporate wellness program is such a good idea, because your people become better. They become more productive. They're more engaged. They're more excited. Their brains are working better through the mind, body, spirit connection. And all of a sudden you've got a company working on all cylinders, instead of prior, for example, to hiring, you know, Paul and his team, it wasn't working on all cylinders. So this is a great way to really improve a company. Now, I love it so much. You were a boxer, and I want to learn from your boxing experience about entrepreneurship, because you had to have, like all entrepreneurs, been knocked down a couple times in the boxing ring. I'm sure you had knocked a few people out yourself based on your reputation. But when we talk about it, what did you bring to the entrepreneurial world that you learned from being a boxing professional?
That's another great question, Andy. Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, it's the grit, it's the grind, it's, you know, getting and picking yourself up after you fall down and pushing forward, because it ain't over till you say it's over and you stop moving forward. So really, it's about, you know, finding something that you enjoy doing, that you, and turning it into love. If you don't love it right away, you will. That's why you got to try lots of different things until you find that thing that calls to you. And then you have to do it. You have to jump in. Don't dip your feet in. Don't dip your toe in. Jump in with 2 feet and go as hard as you can, as smart and hard as you can, so that you don't wind up hurting yourself. But, you know, you have to go move forward, you know. And with the way that I've transitioned that, or we've transitioned that, is that there's going to be bumps in the road, and it's okay. You move around them. You figure out how to drop and duck and slip and dive, you know? So, you know, but still moving forward. And so regardless, we, you know, whatever comes in your way, there's always an answer for it. And so we figure out how to do it. And that's, we do everything so custom that it's almost impossible to fail. The only way that people could ever fail is if they just disappear and don't talk to us, because even with the actual corporate wellness, it's, everything's color coded, the meal plans, the communication is there. It's really, you know, a great experience for everyone to bring people together and bring camaraderie.
Yeah, I love it, of course. And you have a famous approach. I call it the 3.5 hour approach, or it could be called the 3 hour approach, where, you know, you want people to think about nutrition. You want people to think about the way in which they maintain a balance within their body. You think about how you can get someone from point A to Z, drop some weight, become more physically fit. All that then helps the brain become better, which then they help the company, you know, in the particular aspect of the company that they're working within. So let's talk about that 3.5 hour time frame. That's something that I'm sure the entrepreneurs are going to think about watching the show, and maybe they want to put into play right now.
Well, I can give you some helpful tips that can help anybody that's watching, that was keep it super simple. And really, the way to maintain sustainable lifestyle, health, and fitness is to eat roughly every 3 to 3.5 hours. You wake up, you eat within the first hour, and you eat every 3 to 3.5 hours, and you stabilize with a protein, a lean protein, like a white meat or lean meat. And you can put in, you can have carbs, you can have rice, you can have potatoes, you can have fruits, you can, and you should have vegetables. And as long as you don't stuff, don't starve, eat every 3 to 3.5 hours, there's no way that it won't make an impact on your fitness. So that's the simplest way to put. And then is to keep your water up and your steps. And here, I'll give you a little dose right here. If you're under 150 pounds, you want at least 80 ounces of water a day. If you're over 150, you want to get as close as you can to 150, because water keeps you hydrated, satiated, and prevents cravings. And that will keep you more on track.
Wow. Simple, but not simple to put into place unless you have a coach, unless you have someone that really can help you and understands it with this passion that you have, which comes across the screen. Now, we know there are all of these problems, I guess we can call them, Paul, going on in the world, especially the United States. We have high blood pressure. I mean, there's diabetes is rampant. Again, you know,
nearly half of Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Yeah, cardiovascular disease and inactivity is really a problem. So when someone comes to you and they say, hey, you know, I'm ready to make the change. I've kind of hit this point in my life where I'm looking around and my life isn't going the way I want it to go. And finally, something shocked me into taking action. What's the first step? I mean, do you throw it all at them at the beginning, or do you stepping stone them into this thing so that they have a chance to succeed through a stepping stone process?
Well, that's another great angle on that too, Andy. I mean, progress is made in incremental steps. You can't build a house without laying a foundation. And if you put two pillars in the mud, they're going to fall over, right? So you have to lay concrete down, and that is the stabilizing factor of food and activity and putting in your water. But it doesn't need to be overwhelming. We just do one thing at a time and meet our clients where they're at. Like I was saying about the 3.5 hours. Look, we have lots of surgeons, doctors, nurses, lawyers, there are lots of different, and even factory workers. If you don't have time to eat at that 3 hour window, then we make adjustments to allot for that time constraint. And then we make adjustments so that you're still able to feel great about what you're doing, because that's one thing that I always wanted for all of my clients, is that speed to result, because speed is king in this manner. Because if you're doing all this working out, or if you're dieting, then you expect to have great results. But dieting, you're not going to lose as much weight as if you just ate healthfully for your own body. And so we want them to lose as much or feel as tight as they can as quickly as possible, so that they want to continue on. Because, and it's the same, it's very similar to, health and wellness starts with your nutrition anyway. And it's what's the first thing that happens when you go to a doctor's office? They put you on a scale, right? And that's for a reason. Having a healthy body weight and body fat are key indicators in any health ailment or disease. And most, the most reported challenge of any wellness program is really getting a large number of people engaged and keep them going and get them to a healthy body weight. And that's what we do best. Honestly, we're experts at getting people engaged and excited about fitness and nutrition, especially. And our program allows you to meet live with a certified personal trainer to constantly guide and coach. And we design specific fitness and nutrition plans that are custom to each individual, like I was saying. So that's how it's really, there's something for everyone, whether you're fasting or fed. We will make the adjustment to work for you.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, what doesn't get spoken about enough is, for example, according to Harvard Business School, okay, they did a big study on this. For every dollar that gets spent in healthcare costs by a corporation, they save $3.27. I mean, that's like a 327%
ROI.
ROI, right? That's incredible. And you're right in the middle of it. So let's talk about that, because I know you're passionate about helping your clients triple their savings.
Absolutely. And what they don't talk about is what you're netting and getting and earning on top of that $3.27. I don't want to say that that's insignificant, but when people, at least through our experience and my personal experience, any one of my clients and our clients that has taken their health and fitness to the next level achieves way more than they ever thought possible. And when they feel that, when they start doing those, accomplish those feats, they start doing better at work. They start presenting better. They start engaging more and feel more camaraderie with each other. And that's the great thing about what we offer too. We don't do, these boring step tests and or step challenges and water whatever's, like, we actually engage with our clients and make them feel that we're here for them, because we are, and their employer is. And so instead of just lowering health benefits, they're increasing their bottom line, because what sales representative that feels bad is going to close higher than someone that's rocking and feel awesome, able to just come in and command the room, so you have a double benefit.
I love it. It makes all the sense in the world. And from the C-suite executive position, from the CEO position, from the boss position, I'll call it, what better way than offering something like what you're offering to a group, to a company, where the people at the company saying, wow, we've got the greatest boss on the block. We've got the coolest CEO. Those C-level executives really care about that and care about us. And what a great way to build a fabric for a company, right?
Sure. It all trickles down from the top. Always. It's the leaders that command the respect by doing and showing first. And when they get bought in on it, man, company just rises up to a whole nother level. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The wellness programs that I've seen or researched and know about, concentrate on lowering health, the insurance benefits and health benefits. It's Yes, that's almost a byproduct to what we're accomplishing because we are getting so much more out of our clients that they're loving it. It's awesome and they feel good about what they're doing because we care. We
Oh, I
actually care
love
about
it.
all of
You
their
really do.
health.
And that comes from someone, you mentioned a story that is really interesting, that as a young person, you were bullied. You had to figure out what to do. You kind of got fed up with it. You learned maybe something to protect yourself. Not that anybody ever wants to use that, but you became so good at that you said, hey, maybe there's something here. So you turned a negative into a positive. Then you became a professional boxer. You had a nice career. Then that led you into the Empowering Punch. You've got this great facility. Great things have happened for you. How much of that great thing that has happened for you and your family and your wife is from mindset? How did you get the type of mindset to power through for Empowering Punch?
Well, that is Empowering Punch is why. That's everything comes down to mindset. How bad do you want it? It's with anything. It's with your health, your fitness, with your work, your business. If you just want something, everyone wants to have something, but when you feel that you need to have it and you find your purpose, which is always challenging to do. I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen for years. It happened later in my life. So, I mean, and all the trials and tribulations that you go through are the best things for you because you lose a lot more times than you win, or have many failures to get to the great successes. And the overnight successes are basically compounded interest of doing the work, the stuff consistently that you the leveling, I guess we would say the boring work of consistency is what gets you to the next level and adds up over time. It compounds over time, just like your money does with interest and, investing. So
I
same
love it.
thing.
I love it. Let's talk about mindset. You know, we talk about the CEO mindset on the show quite often, as you know from watching. Waking up in the morning, what's the right mindset when you do your training, when you do Empowering Punch corporate and executive training? You say that you're the empowered ones, and I love that. What do you teach about how you get up in the morning? Is that sort of the way in which you identify getting started right? In other words, do you have to get started right to have a great day? And if that's the case, what do you do in the morning to get going?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I don't think that anyone has one the answer to that. I think it's all individual, honestly. I mean, I don't have a morning routine that I have to do every single morning. Sometimes it changes depending on my mood and how I feel, how my body feels. If I'm sore from a workout or if I'm mentally fatigued, then and it's okay as long as you move your body at some point early in the morning is always the best time because that changes your physiology and your state by just even walking up and down your stairs a couple of times before you get going. Like just do something that is going to give you vigor and just get your heart pumping like that. That is the one thing to change your state, your physiology by doing some type of activity, even if it's for 10 seconds, 5 seconds, anything. Just get moving and then you start adding up. It's like a snowball that keeps coming, that keeps building throughout the day, or it can, as long as you're eating well, because you are what you eat. Your nutrition is everything. You can't outrun your fork, no matter how fast you run. It's just one of those things that I wish I had a different answer, but I don't. It's just one of those things.
It's a great answer, but I can see that being the name of your next best-selling book. You can't outrun the fork. I love that. I love it. Let's talk about just a little bit more. I know I'm keeping you over time. I want to talk about entrepreneurship, but
Sure.
you've got the corporate program. I mean, three fitness challenges throughout the year, unlimited live virtual classes. You know, you have nutritional plans. You have all kinds of VIP access, cooking demos, a newsletter, monthly, Zoom calls and teaching workshops. I mean, it goes on and on and on. How long did it take you to put together the complete program for your corporations? How long did this incredible 12-month program take to put together?
Since 2008.
All the time. So everything led up to this.
It's a compilation of every little bit and every client, and just putting mindset together with teaching sustainability. Like our big thing is education, is what is going to teach the or to give you the sustainability throughout your lifetime. I always want one of our clients or any of our clients to say, man, I know how to do this now. I'm not thinking, well, what do I have to do? I don't know what to do. What's the next shiny object I could go? And you know, like figuring out what to do, you know what to do. It's just if you're going to do it or not now. It makes a big difference because psychologically, you know what to do. It's just a matter of getting out to do it, which gets easier with more reps doing it. Like I was saying about the compounding of your time, effort, and ultimately life.
Yeah, what a great, great anecdote to life. Before I let you go, I know I've cut out a certain amount of time for you. Behind the walls, you've got a burgeoning gym. It's off the hook. Everybody's coming. Everybody's talking about it.
I made them all stay quiet. I got the music off and everything. It's good.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate that. So let's talk about entrepreneurship, because we have some younger entrepreneurs watching the show, Paul. Maybe they're having a tough time. Maybe they freeze in the frame. Maybe they're having a real tough time getting through the potholes in entrepreneurship. Maybe you can share some insight from your professional boxing career and now building this incredible business that you've built with your wife. What it takes to get through a tough time as an entrepreneur.
Oof. That's, you have to have the foresight to see your goal in down the road, no matter what the bumps and the bruises bring you. I mean, as long as you have your goal set in front of you, and if you write it down, it is like magic. It automatically starts to come to life and you figure out ways to get there, and you keep writing sometimes. Or it depends where you're at. If you know exactly what your purpose is, what you need to do for yourself, then you write down your goal, you put it somewhere where you could see it, and then you attack it, and then you're good. But for those that, you know, might not know exactly what they want to do, they're good at a bunch of different things and they're thinking about doing so, I say, don't think about it. Just freaking do it. Like, go for it, man. Like, that's where you're going to get the most out of it. And then you find out right away if you really want to do it or not. And then you can always rework your goals. And then after you write down your goals, you write down ways to get there. And you keep doing that until you've exhausted all your options and you have nothing but success in front of you. But it is hard. And, you know, it's always nice to surround yourself with other people that are in the same on the same trajectory as you, because, you know, otherwise some people just don't understand. I mean, you know, I've been around people, you know, like our staff is very tight knit. It's a lot to get to hire someone, because we are like a family here. We spend a lot of time together, and we do functions together a lot. So we have to make sure that we all like and enjoy each other and respect. So that, we're able to talk about the way that we feel, because other people just don't understand all the time. You know, it's sometimes it feels like you're complaining, but you're just releasing. And if you don't have the right people around you, some other people that don't are not akin to what you're talking about, be like, just change your job, just change the thing that you're doing. You don't like it, then move, leave. But it's not that you don't like it. Sometimes you just need to release it. So that is a big one. I know it was a long-winded answer, but find some people that, you know, are on the same trajectory and, you know, do it. Move with them.
I love it. Do it, Paul. I mean, you have some gems there. Surround yourself with people that maybe are like-minded. Surround yourself with talented people. Find a mentor. We know in entrepreneurship that perfection is the enemy of entrepreneurship, because a lot of people think they have to be perfect before they do something. And you're saying, just do it. You'll figure it out after you get it started. After, like you say, the world famous Paul Shana, you know, conversation, get the ball rolling, get that steamroll going, right? And start small and then build it up. It's such a great attitude that you have, and it's such a great, you know, workplace and corporate wellness opportunity you've put together for so many people. You're changing the lives of so many. The weight loss wizard, I mean, a best-selling author. You're going to have that TED Talk, I think, coming up with the you can't outrun your fork. I love that one so much, Paul. So I wanted to thank you so much for sharing some insight about your business, entrepreneurship, and the way in which we need to keep on pushing, Paul. This has been a great interview. And thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you for having me, Andy. It's been a pleasure.